Thank you for calling Kresge Signs. I am sorry there is no one available to take your call. If you would like to leave a message, we will return your call as soon as we return. For Audrey, please enter 11. For Cecilia, enter 12. For Steve.
Your call is being transferred.
Diagonal page break to protect page edges.
Hello?
Hi, Cecilia.
Speaking.
Hey, Cecilia. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. A little busy today, but thanks for asking. Yeah, I was actually trying to touch base with you. I think we might have spoke back in April. And we do equipment financing and working capital. And at that time, we didn't really have any, you know, needs or plans. Just wanted to touch base, you know, and see if anything had come up this summer.
Right now, no. I just completed my fiscal year. I'm just
nice.
Working on inventory, getting all that completed. And,
right.
I may need something second half, so maybe in three or four months. But for right now, I'm not in the market.
Right. Okay. No problem. How'd your was the fiscal year ending? You guys end pretty well this year compared to last year?
We did all right, and I'm really very happy. So
good.
We did better than last year, and that's good. So
that's great. What do you?
We're on the right track.
That's great to hear. What did you? Do differently that?
We made a lot of adjustments. We had. Lost a real important staff member, and we had to really adjust to how we do things around here, and and replace him strategically. And anyway, that and the fact that our business mix has changed, and you know, we were in a transitional period anyway, and that just added insult to injury. So we got through it, and we've been able to increase revenue, so that's really helpful. So
no, well, that's it's good to hear. It sounds like a tough spot, though.
You know, it was really tough, but we came out the other side, and I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, that's great. That's good news.
We're still here to talk about it.
You're still there.
Yeah. The sounded lights like, are on and we're home.
Sounded like some relief over there. Like, you guys had a, like a quick... Yeah.
That was not fun.
Right. Well, hey, you made it through. And
that's right.
For this year, do you have any other plans for growth? Or?
Well, the main thing, if I do anything... which I'm hopeful that I will, it would be investing in a digital printer, a large format digital printer. That would be my main objective. And so we'll see if that comes about. So.
Well, that's good. So you guys already have, these
No, we have lots of things. We specialize in screen printing.
Oh,
and,
okay.
We are now exposed to commercial end of things versus just industrial commercial, and so we're dealing more with public or small businesses versus just business to business stuff, because we're a manufacturer as well. And
right,
so it's a big change, and I've been very careful about putting any money into a brand new thing for us, and I've been contracting out to different people that already have the machines and know what they're doing. So we've learned a lot about that end of the business on somebody else's dime, which is
right. No, that's always good, right? That's the way you do it.
So I'm almost ready to pull the trigger.
Yeah, you know all the ins and outs now.
Oh, man. So,
that's great. And how much do one of those cost, the digital printers?
The one that I want to get is not that bad. It's, about $20,000, $25,000. So.
Okay, that's not too bad.
I'm going to start small.
Right, and then you work from there.
Yeah, we'll get that one paying for itself, and then we'll move on.
Right. How fast do you think you'd be able to get that thing paying for itself?
I don't know. It's anybody's guess. I mean, that end of the business has grown a lot since I've started focusing on it, but, you know, then there's a learning curve for the staff, and there's a learning curve about materials to order that are different, and, you know, it just goes on and on. So
right.
We'll see.
Yeah. It's like a domino effect, right?
Yeah, it really is. You know, I mean, it sounds easy, but in reality, it isn't. So,
right.
I mean, it's not hard, but you just have to make it work.
Right, exactly. Just a learning, you know, as you go.
Especially while we're doing everything else, so.
Yeah, on top of that.
Without adding people.
Right. Yeah. Will this help you? Yeah, I know. Will this, is it take a lot more manpower to run this, or is this just...
It's just time learning. It's not at all time intensive. Mm-hmm. Once you know what you're doing, it's very time efficient, which is why one would want that. But but it's a matter of, you know, it's like anything new. It's a learning curve, and that takes time and money. So, you know, that's all. And all new materials, and that's an expense to buy new inks and new substrates. And anyway, it's just the same old thing. Anytime you change, it takes a lot.
Yeah, just that whole, you know, changing process. And so with this, I mean, you think... Is this more aimed towards your consumer market, or more to the business side?
No, much more for the consumers. You know, the public, the small businesses downtown. You know, it just makes it easier.
Yeah, it makes it way easier on you guys. No, I mean, that's great. And so you were looking, you know, over the next couple months of picking up. Is there
I would say probably 6 months.
6 months. What do you guys? I mean, why are you holding off until then? You still...
Money.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Straight as I can be. And it's just I got to get a better idea of what's coming up financially and get my inventory all done and my financials in order, and then we'll go from there.
Right. Just get everything, you know, pieced together for the new year for you guys over there. And do you notice like an influx of business toward the beginning of the year? Is it more, you know, the latter part of the year?
The only thing that's really that we know is November, December, January stink.
Really?
The rest, it's like everybody goes away. It's like everybody closes up. Which is what I'm trying to supplement our main business with, doing the commercial stuff. The manufacturing stuff is 90% of our business. So the winter months are the worst. So for right now, we're doing well. And actually, spring, summer, they're our best. October is a great month for whatever reason. Who knows? So everybody's ordering before vacation, I guess. Or before we ship down.
Yeah.
See, I mean, we ship across the nation to 47 different states. And,
oh, wow.
And it's just industry-wide. Everybody closes.
Mm-hmm.
So weird.
I think they all get prepared, you know, for their end of their tax season as well. That probably is around the holidays. Everyone starts stops buying stuff, you know.
Right. It makes it tough. So that's the argument I'm making for investing in, you know, other technologies. So we can keep, you know, supplementing things while everybody else is hibernating, we can do something. So.
Right. And, I mean, you think if you were to... you know, bring that on sooner than later, would it be able to pay for itself sooner, or?
I don't know. I don't know about the learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we're awfully close to... I've been focusing on getting a certain dollar amount every month to get it real stable of that type of business before I look to invest, and I've pretty much gotten it. So that should pay for it. So I think I'm ready. I just have to get organized around it.
Right, exactly. Okay, and I mean, how would you rate your credit over there, Cecilia? Is it like
good,
bad, some of the good?
It's good, yeah.
Well, good. And then how long have you been in business for?
Since 1951.
Wow.
So we've been around a while.
That's great. Is it, how'd you get involved in the industry? Is it like a family
business? It's a family business. The company was originally a manufacturing business, and in 1951, they established the sign company as a division of the manufacturing company. And the manufacturing company got sold in 1970, and so the sign company became a standalone corporation at that time. So the sign company was, they started that because they had a giant warehouse and didn't know what else to do with it besides spray painting metal cabinets, which is what they bought the building for the manufacturing and everything. So they made a sign company, and we did metal signage, and we were the only company west of the Rockies that made baked enamel signage. And,
oh, wow.
So, anyway, here we are today.
Right.
Our main product right now that we ship all over the country are hazardous material placards that go on trucks.
Oh,
that
cool.
You see the flammable signs, you know, the little signs that are on the sides of trailers.
Yeah, is it like the triangle one? Like the
Yeah. We make the flip book placards, and make everything here. It's a metal fabrication shop and screen printing. So
that's cool.
Those are baked enamel inks, and anyway.
Yeah.
Now
that's
you
really
have a history of crafts.
Right, I do. No, that's really interesting. It's cool, those family businesses, how you guys started out. So you had those, like, those metal, the drawers that you're saying, or cabinets, rather?
We made, as a manufacturing company, we made heaters, oil-burning heaters, and shipped them all over the world, and we spray-painted those. And then we transitioned from heaters. Well, we made those still. We added our main business, then became making metal cabinets for the computer industry in its infancy, when computers were as big as rooms.
Right,
and, you know, and then we made special cabinets for IBM and Hewlett-Packard and Ampeg.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are big names.
Yeah, it was a big, big deal. And then when the company got sold to an enclosure company because we became very specialized in special enclosures.
Mm-hmm.
So we got bought by one of those companies, and they weren't interested in the sign company part of it, so we became an individual company.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. And that's interesting. I mean, you guys been around 1951. So
long time. And actually, the manufacturing company was purchased by my grandfather in 1938. So it's been around a long time.
Yeah, that's great. So you guys do... it has been a very long time. So the manufacturing side, you guys still, you know, doing those same items, like the cabinets, or are you doing more?
No, that part of the things got sold. The only part remaining is the sign company.
Oh, okay. All right, that makes sense. So you guys transitioned from that. I didn't know if you still did some manufacturing as well over there.
Well, we do. We're a metal fabrication shop, and we manufacture the metal signs that go on the side of trucks.
Right, right.
We do it all here.
So, oh, great.
Yeah, we rivet and hinge and paint and assemble and form and punch and all that stuff.
That's great. And do you have any like any future big projects, or is it mostly just those?
That's our main product, but we also make lots of markings for fleets, trucking fleets for big
mm-hmm.
companies.
Yeah.
Their decals and all that kind of stuff. So we do that a lot for big
uh-huh.
companies. We specialize in that. And,
okay.
Yeah, we do lots of stuff.
Well, that's great. Yeah, it sounds like you guys have a great, you know, operation going on over there. And are you the 100% owner over there?
No. It's myself, my sister, my sister-in-law, and two cousins. So there are two families. That
mm-hmm.
was originally one family, and now everybody's died, and, you know, we have heirs.
Right.
So it's
yeah.
still all family.
Right. All the kids are taking over.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And, you know, I'm the... My sister-in-law, who was my brother's wife, is the only other family member that works here.
Oh, okay.
So I'm the president, and my sister-in-law works part-time as a bookkeeper.
Oh, okay.
Everybody else is like a silent partner.
Silent partner, right.
Oh.
Okay. And, I mean, how were, you know, sales like last year for you guys?
We're okay. We're better this year. Last year it was 1.1. This year it's 1.2.5, so.
Yeah, no, that's great. You guys, you know, increase this year. You play next
yeah.
year, it's going to go on the up again?
I hope so.
What
it
you guys
feels
gonna shoot
like
for?
It. It feels like it.
Do you have any goals, like, you're trying to get to that 1.3 mark? Or?
Yes.
That's great.
I am.
And you think
that's my goal.
That's your goal?
Yeah.
And do you think that digital, you know, the format printer will get you guys there, or you still have
I hope so. But again, it's an unknown.
Yeah,
I think eventually it will.
Right.
Otherwise, I wouldn't do it.
Right. No,
yeah.
And that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you, you know, have a bank you normally lean on for financing?
That I use?
Yeah.
I have Bank of America and also Bank of the West.
Bank of America and Bank of the West?
Mm-hmm.
Do you, like, rely on them? Do you usually go through them, you know, for financing?
No. I haven't purchased any equipment up to
oh.
now.
Oh, nice.
Since
okay.
I've been running. I took over in 2010.
Oh, okay. So you've been doing it a couple of years. But obviously, you grew up, you know, your family has
yeah,
been running
well,
it.
My brother was president until 2009, so he passed away. So.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so it was my turn.
Yeah, it was your turn. Well,
Prior to that, I was a stockbroker for 22 years.
Oh, that's... How'd you like that industry?
Oh, well, you know, it wasn't boring.
Right.
But it was tough. Always.
Yeah.
No matter what the market was, it was always difficult, whether
right.
it was up or down. But, you know, it was fascinating. It was great.
Yeah.
It was
exactly.
a good career.
Right. You still miss it, or are you?
No, I don't miss it.
No.
Been there, done that. I'm
Been
really
there.
Glad I'm not in it now.
Right, right. Okay. And. I mean, do you have any current loans or anything like that, or are you?
I have a line of credit with Bank of the West for $90,000.
Oh, that's a pretty large line. And how much of it do you have used up?
I think 80.
80, okay. And do you usually use that, like, just as a cushion, or do you get it for materials? You guess sometimes you got to find
it
money.
It just depends.
Right, as it goes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and then, yeah, because, I mean, we also do working capital as well. And we can free up 10 to 15% of gross annual sales as unsecured cash. That's why I kind of asked, you know, what you were looking at over there. See, I mean, yeah, we would be able to get you around, like, just a quick quote, like, around $120,000. Could be more, could be less, too. If I mean, is there any way you could use extra capital for the business to help you guys?
Well, I always could use money. It's just a matter of wanting to pay it back. So,
right, no one wants to pay
it back. I think initially I would just borrow enough to purchase a piece of equipment.
Right, and that's why we do have that equipment financing as well, which is on the cheaper side, and 2 to 5 year terms. So yeah, definitely some options to go there as well. And so now you said you're just kind of holding off, waiting to see.
I'm not ready to pull the trigger because I have to get my people ready for it. I've had the average length of tenure here is 25 years, so change is not easy.
Right.
And so I have to. Really manage this.
Right. So, I didn't know if you had, jobs lined up already or missing out on opportunities.
No, because I use other providers I get orders every day, but I farm them out.
Right.
And to another person.
So do you get like percentages?
I mark them up, yeah.
Right,
so
right.
So it's actually, at this point, it's real money in my pocket.
Right.
Because I don't have to put any money out to buy materials or pay labor or anything else.
Right.
All I have to do is order it. We do art and layout and stuff, and then I manage the system, but, I just order it, and they deliver it, and then I charge for it.
Right.
Sometimes, though, it's a lot easier to have something on location.
Yeah, exactly. And how much, do you usually mark those up? Like a couple hundred 20, bucks? Or
20%, yeah. 25%, rather, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I've seen, do you have relationships with those other, people who do this for you? Are they, going to mentor you through the whole process, or are you kind of just...
Yes.
Listening? Oh, see, that's good to have, though, at least.
That's, I had a guy that I work with that knew my dad, so and he's been a tremendous help to me, teaching me, what to do and how to do it and how it works.
Right.
So yeah, I've been very fortunate.
Yeah, no, that's great to have, and at least show you around the way so you hit the ground running when you go,
yeah.
Right,
right.
That's great. And, do you have, a plan B, though, if you're not able to find financing or...
I'll just keep doing what I'm doing.
Right, just keep marking it up. Yeah, because you have that. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So, based off the information I have, I know we definitely, be able to help you out and get something going for you. I know you kind of want to get your, wait to see what's going on. But is there, an email I can, send you over?
Sure.
What's a good email
Cecilia,
for you?
Cecilia, which is Cecilia, at Kresky, Kresky, .com.
Alrighty. I'll go ahead and I'll send you some info, on our programs and also, what we need to get you an answer and get you going, on a digital printer. It'd be a simple process, a one-page application. It's 3 months business bank statements. They just look at the cash flow of the business, and also your most recent tax return. 2014 is fine if you don't have 2015 yet.
Right, I wouldn't have that yet.
Right, private extension. Yeah. And we can get answers. Within 24 hours on exactly what you'd be looking at, and we can go from there. See if it makes sense for you.
Okay.
All right. Well. Yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot that over to you in about 15 minutes. And, when's a good time to follow up with you?
Why don't you give me a month and then give me a call in August?
Okay.
All right?
All right. Sounds good, Cecilia.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.